The Mothercare Post. Today, I popped into Mothercare for no other reason than my bladder's not what it used to be, and it's the only shop left in the world where you don't have a panic attack for taking a piss for free. As I was getting back in my car to leave, I saw a lady who was struggling to get her pram out of her boot. I could see she was on the verge of just reversing over it. Meanwhile, her baby was having one of the best newborn meltdowns I've ever heard. Do I do what everyone else in the car park is doing and pretend I can't see her and drive off? Or do I try and help her? I decided to try and help. This 23-year-old beautiful girl was having a massive what the fuck have I done moment. She'd stormed out on her boyfriend because he hurled the word depressed at her in an argument. She decided to show him that he could go fuck himself and clean the house that he keeps moaning isn't tidy enough. So off she went with her 8-week-old baby boy, only to drive off and realise that she'd forgotten nappies and spare clothes. Her baby had then done a thunder shit through his vest and baby grow, which was now on the car seat. He was desperate for a feed, and because of his screams, her boobs were leaking through her bra, so she had driven straight to Mothercare. Because somehow, the thought of buying him new clothes and breast pads for herself, then trying to change this shit-covered baby and clean down a car seat, while he was screaming with starvation in front of a shop full of people, was better than going home and feeling even more of a failure to her partner. I got it. I got every single bit of it. I remember Betsy arriving when I was 22 and turning my whole world on its head. I remember feeling like I was failing every single day. I remember never experiencing anger like it at everyone but her. For being asked why I hadn't managed to run the Hoover round, or when my mum started moaning about my dog being full of germs and getting too close to her. Or my mother-in-law for asking why her cradle cap hadn't cleared itself up yet. Everyone always assumes you're just coping and cannot fathom out why, when they ask you what they deem to be a simple question, it sends you over the edge. Then there are all the helpful diagnoses that everyone starts throwing about amongst themselves that they think you can't hear from the next room, that you've got a bit of PND and you need to see a doctor. Anyway, back to today. So I marched into Mothercare and I bought breast pads, nappies and a vest, then went back out to the car and we nailed sorting the baby together. We scraped the shit out of the car seat with wipes. It's amazing how many of life's problems can be solved with a wet wipe. We then sat in the front seats of her car and she latched her baby on to feed, while we chatted about how fucking hard it is to be a mum and how much our partners can be utter wankers at times, and we giggled about how a human of that size can produce so much shit. It became clear to me that this girl just needs more love and support from everyone around her. She needs to be able to sit on her bathroom floor and sob so much that she's hyperventilating about how she's ruined her whole life. Then half an hour later, when she is crying with laughter at Gavin and Stacey, she needs her partner not to ask if she thinks she could be bipolar. Her family need to listen to her breakdown about the fact she feels like broken glasses slicing her nipples off every time she latches the baby on to feed. She feels like she has no life, as he has been stuck to her tit for the past 2 months since he came out of her fanny, which is also now ruined for life. They do not need to offer to go to Sainsbury's and buy a box of SMA because they think it's clear that breastfeeding isn't for her. When her partner walks in from work and sees last night's dishes still piled in the sink, it isn't an ideal time for him to mutter the words, "What's for dinner?" Instead, he needs to just wash up and tidy round, then offer her some food. This newborn 7-pound bundle of joy that she's birthed has taken every bit of her energy today. She hasn't even had time to make herself a cup of tea, let alone turn into Nigella at dinner time. And he needs to not be a dick and meet the lads on Saturday night. Yes, it would be fun to go out and get shit-faced, but there are plenty more Saturday nights for the rest of his life. I get she's an absolute cow to be around 99% of the time, but her whole body has gone to shit. Her life is now controlled by another tiny human, and she doesn't have the choice to get dressed up and go and get smashed with her mates. So watching you getting ready for a night out is going to make the shit situation a whole lot shitter. There's every chance she's going to lose her mind if her mother-in-law arrives one more time and comments on the fact that the baby always seems to have that dummy stuck in his mouth, which her son never needed. Right now, she doesn't give a shit if he's sucking on that dummy at his 18th birthday party. She hasn't had a shower for 6 weeks without getting shampoo in her eye, because she's having to sing Bar Bar Black Sheep to this child, who's screaming again for absolutely no reason whatsoever, whilst he's wedged beside her in his rocker in between the toilet and the sink, because she can't cope with the mum guilt if she's in another room. At the end of our chat, I said to her that this is also temporary. One minute you're at the doctor's being dramatic because your six-month-old has a rash on her neck. Then what feels like 5 minutes later, you're back screaming for antidepressants because the same child didn't get her primary school placement, and if she attends the school the council have given her, you've convinced yourself that she'll be running the streets with a gun and robbing grannies by the age of 10. Then you get to where I am now, following my almost teenage daughter around in my car and checking her school bag and phone, praying never to find what I'm looking for, although I don't even know what that is. So yeah, we worked out together that it's hard. Whether your baby is 30 minutes old or 30 years, they are your baby for life, and once they come into the world, everything changes, forever. But at each stage, where you feel that you will never get through is temporary, so don't let it break you. So that's just one of the posts from the blog I started 2 years ago. A blog that makes people constantly ask questions. Questions that no matter how many times I answer, more people join the page and ask the same question again. So I decided to write a book to help you all see the rest of the stuff that goes with it. The stuff that will make you say, shit, I thought all these mummy bloggers just fucked about drinking coffee and writing a few posts on what shoes they bought this week whilst competing over who has the worst behaved kid or who consumed the most wine. Because that isn't me, and that isn't part-time working mummy. The part-time working mummy blog, the part-time working mummy page, has some of the most amazing warriors you will ever meet. Their stories, their lives break me every day. But I know them. I know them because they are me, and I hope I am them. I've been through it all, and while I still can't believe anyone is listening, I'm going to run with it while I can, because there are more women, and men, and teenagers out there who need it, who need to hear that things will get better, that they are doing brilliantly, and that someone knows what they are going through. So here we go. This is where this mummy blogger came from.